I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network. It's a pleasure to welcome Bill McGurn, William McGurn, who writes Main Street column. He's a member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. Bill, your column this week about violence against Asian Americans, violence that is discriminatory. At the same time, I connect the reading of your new column with the work that you've done in the past about discrimination against Asian Americans, in particular high-performance testing Asian Americans at major institutions such as Harvard and Yale, such as major institutions at the secondary schools, also the competitive high schools. Is there a connection, or is there a missing connection, Bill, between the court cases that have seemed to vouchsafe discrimination against people who well perform on tests, and the recent concern about anti-Asian or anti-Chinese violence on the streets? Good evening to you, Bill.
Hi, John. Yes, there is a connection. I'll put it this way. There ought to be a connection between these things if we're concerned about attacks on and discrimination against Asian Americans. The problem is that what we have now is this progressive narrative that Asian Americans are being more targeted for hate because of Donald Trump, his language like the Wuhan flu, and because we have a system in America that was built on and meant to sustain white supremacy. Now, in that, if your concern was for Asian Americans, you would think that what's happening at the schools you mentioned would be at the top of the list. But it's very embarrassing for the progressives. So, one theory has it that the reason they're focusing on all this hate and Donald Trump gymmed up is that all the progressives are defending Harvard and affirmative action, despite the clear negative impact on Asian Americans.
You write of two recent crimes, both contemptible, but then again, they're very different directions. Brandon Elliott and Robert Aaron Long. What have you learned from those crimes and the way they're presented to the American public?
Well, I picked these because they're two very recent and very prominent. Brandon Elliott was the man that just brutally kicked down and stomped on this 65-year-old Filipina woman in Midtown Manhattan who was on her way to Mass. I mean, and it was caught on videotape, and a very clear photo of him was caught as he was leaving. The Atlanta shootings by Robert Aaron Long, they're a little bit different. Now, he killed 8 people in, I think, 3 different massage parlors outside Atlanta. 6 of the 8 that he killed were women of Asian descent, mostly Korean and Chinese. And so his certainly looks like a hate crime if he was targeting, but it's complicated because when police caught him, he admitted to the killings. But he said they weren't racially motivated. He seems to have been this uber religious guy down there who carried Bible everywhere he went in school, and then went to these massage parlors for sex, felt incredibly guilty, and got the twisted idea in his head that if he could eliminate these massage parlors, he would eliminate the sexual temptation they represented for him. And that's what he confessed to police. That's what his friends say, he was saying and talking about. He denies that they were motivated by race. But that hasn't stopped every press account from lumping in Atlanta with all these things, implying that he targeted these women out of racial animosity, even though, again, there's no evidence for it. Now, I'm not saying evidence won't appear. There might be, but there isn't any evidence for that in the other direction. And people like Andrew Sullivan have written about this, and he notes that, again, it could turn out that he deliberately targeted these women because they were Asian. But he pointed out that usually when these killers, mass killers, go on a spree like that, whether they're targeting Jews or African Americans, they're not shy about saying so. They generally proclaim, this is what I'm doing and why. So I think it's very misleading because, again, what we have is looking at these attacks through a progressive narrative that is all about white supremacy and Trump's fault. And it's hard to see Trump motivating the guy in Atlanta Or the guy in New York who's African American, even less hard to see him as an agent of upholding white supremacy. But that's one of the problems with the concept. It's sort of rooted in this critical race theory, and it can't really be disproven. They just assert it no matter what the facts are. And that keeps us from learning the facts and acting accordingly. And this is splitting the Asian American community. A lot of the progressives, you know, stick with the narrative. There's a group called DAP, AAIP, for Asian American Pacific Islanders Hate. And they chronicle these incidents. And one of their partners is Chinese for Affirmative Action, who are also, by the way, on the side of affirmative action, restoring race preferences to California in the referendum last year. On the other side, there's now a new coalition of Asian American groups, and they have more practical steps. I mean, what they want is an end to the discrimination at like Harvard and Yale and other leading schools. And as you mentioned, now the high schools where Asian Americans are being excluded basically because they're the wrong race and the schools think they have enough of them and want to give their seats to other people. So again, and as you see, this creates incredible acrimony and it gets in the way of our finding what the truth is that happened. These other groups, you know, what they would like is for the Biden administration, if they're really sincere about Asian American rights, to restore the lawsuit the Justice Department had against Yale for this kind of discrimination. So we'll see where this goes. It's very interesting to watch.
A puzzle, Bill, is that anti-Asian, anti-Chinese, anti-Japanese discrimination did exist in this country, quite to be condemned, even though it's 100 years later. It was true. The laws were passed to keep out or to dislodge the Chinese immigrants who came here to work on the railroads and other jobs in California. And, of course, the brutality towards the Japanese Americans during the Second World War is infamous. The Congress has apologized. Bill, okay. It would appear that the concern for anti-Asian discrimination has lost its anchor of history, because we know that it happened in the late 19th century and the early 20th century. We certainly know it happened during the Second War. But these claims now that Americans are anti-Asian don't seem grounded in fact. They seem grounded in a theory, as you say.
Well, that's exactly right. They're grounded in a narrative. There is a new progressive narrative rooted in critical race theory that holds that America, the American experiment from the founding, has been about white supremacy. And the problem is they're trying to squeeze the facts to fit that rather than to determine the facts and find out what that means. And I mean, you mentioned the terrible actions taken against Asian Americans, the Chinese Exclusion Acts in the 19th century. And in the 20th century, the incarceration in concentration camps of Japanese Americans, that's very real. But also just in terms of regular crime, Asian Americans have been targeted for a long time. Sometimes it's because they make good victims in the sense that they're generally not armed. They have something to steal and they're not as strong. You're not likely to be faced with a 38 caliber in your face if you pick on an old Asian American woman. So they've been complaining about that for a long time, way before Donald Trump and COVID ever hit the scene. But people aren't that interested. The left seems only interested in the narrative and making the facts spill the narrative. That's why they're incredibly embarrassed by the Harvard and Yale cases. They don't want to talk to it. And they don't want to talk to it because that reveals the progressive narrative about race as harmful to the interests of Asian Americans.
Bill McGurn, a member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal, writing Main Street column. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show at CBS Audio Network.